Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Chaf Beis Yuma 22, and today's Daf Yomi we begin the second chapter of Maseches Yuma, the chapter called Barishona. Now this chapter is really not dealing specifically with laws connected to Yom Kippur, but it's really just dealing with the laws of the service that happened in the temple every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. So at the end of the previous chapter, we learned B'chol Yom Tor Min HaMizbeach, that every single day they would remove the ashes from the Mizbeach. This is the concept of Trumas HaDeshen, and the removal of the ashes, that this was the first service that was done in the morning in the temple, that every day one Kohen would take a shovel, which was made out of silver, and he would go to the top of the Mizbeach that was in the courtyard, and he would remove the coals and push them to the sides, and he would take out from the inner coals. And then what he would do is he would take out those coals that had been consumed by the fire and become ashes. And that's called the removal of the ashes, Asher Tochala Ash, as it says in Torah Leviticus chapter 6, verse 3. And so he took out these ashes, and then he would go down to the altar, to the floor of the courtyard, and he would go 10 amos onto the eastern side of the ramp, and there we would place these ashes as a distance of 3 tefachim from the ramp. So that is the practice called the removal of the ashes. So our Mishnah is discussing a situation where how they established who got to remove the ashes. So it says our Mishnah, Barishona, at first, before there was this tragic event that we're going to talk about in a moment, Barishona at first, Kol Misha Hayarot Selitrom Esamaz Beach Torim, whoever wanted this job of taking out the ashes. It's a messy job. It's a job that's basically like just taking out what's no longer good. Whoever wanted to do that initially would do it. Meaning to say, whichever family was serving in the temple that day, anybody from that family could do it. And there wasn't a need to figure out who got the right to do it. However, Bizman Shahayu Shahim Merubin, but then there came a time where there were a lot of Kohanim who wanted to do it. The families grew, and everybody wanted to have this merit of doing this removal of the ashes, taking out the ashes to start the service of the day. So then they had a plan, Ratzin V'Oam B'Kevesh, and whoever ran up the ramp, the slanted ramp that they used to walk up to go and work on the altar, which was 32 amos, each amos 1.5 feet. So whoever went up this ramp got there first, called Kodem Eschavero, Ba'arba Amos, whoever got there within the 4 upper amos of the ramp that was closest to the top of the altar, Zacha, they merit to have this rite of the removal of the ashes. Both of them were equal, meaning both of them, they tied with the race, and nobody was there before the other one. So then what they would do is they would make a lottery between all the Kohanim who wanted to do it. So they didn't just divide it between those two Kohanim, then they took a lottery. And Hamamuna Omar Lehen, so then the person who was in charge of the lots in the temple, and we learned in Masechta Shkalim that there were different people in charge of each one, and Matasya ben Shmuel was in charge of the payasos, the lotteries. So therefore, Matasya ben Shmuel, who was one of the people, was in charge of the lots. What did he do? He said, "Hitzpiu." He said, "Everybody, put out your fingers." And the Kohanim would stand there in a circle, and the Mamuna, the person who was in charge of this, he would take a hat from over one of them, and he said, "Whoever," and he would count the numbers. He said, "Whoever wants to have this job, should stick out a finger." And what happened was that he would then shout out a number which was greater than the number of people there, and he would count all the numbers in the circle. And he would start the circle from the one who took from the person who had his hat removed from it, and then he would count the number of fingers that were out there. My motzi, and what would they put out? Achaz u'shtayim. Each person would put out one or two fingers, so that's how you wouldn't know which number. You wouldn't know exactly based upon the number of people there what number it was going to fall on. Ve'imutzin aguda b'mikdash, and you weren't allowed to put out the thumb. And the reason why you weren't allowed to put out the thumb is because we were concerned that maybe it would lead to deception, because maybe a person will remove the thumb and then he would take it back, and so therefore it would be able to use deception. However, then the Mishnah tells us this tragic story. There was a story with two Kohanim, so they were shoving, they were equal, they were running up the temple, and they were running equally. And they ran up the ramp, and so what happened was, Vidachav and one of them pushed his friend when they were running up, and he broke his leg. Can you imagine? They were going to do the holy service, and he pushed somebody else, and he broke his leg. When the court saw that this was coming to become dangerous, they said, okay, we're not allowed to do this. The only way we do this is by lots. Everybody has to do a lot. And that's what the word pious, it means lottery, means pious, to appeasement. It brought peace to the community by doing this lottery. So how was he able to be hurt? How was a Kohen able to be hurt? Didn't we learn in Avos to Rabbi Nosson, Unizuk Adam Birshalayim Yoam, that nobody was ever hurt in Jerusalem? That means it's only from Hashem, that from a natural occurrence, nobody got hurt. But if somebody hurt somebody else, then of course the person would get hurt. We see from here some people with their misplaced zeal to quote-unquote serve Hashem, do an avoda, serve in a temple, or sometimes, Rahman al-Tzan, serve in a synagogue. Sometimes they lose their priority and they hurt other people, and which is obviously a big tragic circumstance and the opposite of service of Hashem.